Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
We're talking travel horror stories on 858-23931. Really just anything that could have gone wrong. My mum flew on the European budget airline Ryanair in 2008.
Ooh.
She still complains about it.
Really?
She still thinks it was the worst travel experience ever. It was one of those like, hey, you can get like £10 flights to Sweden.
Right. No good for Alice.
I was with her. It was fine. Maybe a little less comfortable, but
I had a
short flight.
I had a situation in the UK. I got on a train.
One of them.
It was the day of the races in Birmingham, and our train line went past Birmingham. We got stuck with all the like people going to the races in suits. The train was so full, we were standing in the bike rack.
Oh wow! and not looking very good either.
No,
compared to everyone else.
No, definitely not. But that's okay. Look, plenty of stories coming through, and we have received a call this morning from Cindy in Bury. She joins us on the line now. Cindy, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
We're doing well, thank you. You've got a travel story to share with us.
Oh, yeah, I've got a bit of a ripper.
Oh, good. We love that.
Oh, yeah. So, four kids, airport by 5 a.m., youngest was 8 months old.
Ooh.
And silly me, I didn't actually check my itinerary. And the first flight wasn't even booked, so we were going to South Mole Island.
Oh, no!
So then they had to scramble and find us a flight, and I think we flew to Sydney, and then we flew to Brisbane, and then it was either they chopper us in or we stay in Brisbane overnight before they get us on a little tin can plane to Hayman Island before then being ferried around to South Mole Island. So it was an epic day with an 8-month-old baby. It was awesome.
You try to spin it into, oh, I thought we might just check out a few other towns. Let's see Sydney. Oh, wow.
Oh, we did, yeah.
Fabulous.
We went sightseeing.
Oh, my goodness. That is horrendous. Did it all work out, though? Did you have a good holiday at the end of it?
We did. It was lovely once we got there, but the first day was horrendous. Oh, and then on the way home, in the last couple of days, Mick got really sick with a really bad throat infection or something. So he had to take himself off to, I can't remember where it was, by himself, really sick, so that they could get him antibiotics so that he was well enough to fly home.
Yikes. Well, look, unfortunate, but a great story. Thanks for sharing today, Cindy.
Yeah, no worries.